This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. We try out craft beer here, usually from local brewers, but today it's something a little different. I was outside in the newsroom a couple of days ago, and I saw our new employee, Emily Baxter, was there with an odd-looking six-pack. It was bottles with numbers on the caps. And, of course, I had to insert myself and ask, well, what's that? Turns out Emily's father is a craft brewer. So, of course, I said, hey, Emily, want to be on the show? and Emily is here with us today.
I am here, yes.
So I love this story, too. Emily's father is retired.
Yes.
And he was looking for something to do, a hobby.
Yes.
And the hobby he came up with was brewing.
Yes. He's always been interested in beer. He is a retired chemical engineer.
From what I can tell, he's doing is he's taking existing beer and brewing it himself.
Yes. He's doing clone recipes. He just loves craft beer. Like, the man knows no bounds when it comes to craft beer. So when he decided, hey, last year in the end of June, he was like, I think I'm going to start brewing. And he got a bunch of, as a retirement gift, his office gave him a bunch of brewing supplies. So he currently, at every 2 weeks or so, he stinks up our garage a little bit with the brewer, but he has a good time with it.
All right. So we're going to try to have a good time here with some of the beer that Emily's dad has brewed. It's called London Pride. London Pride is the flagship beer of Fuller's Brewery that is in London. It is an amber ale. We will give this a try. I would say this is a very unassuming beer.
Yeah.
Very light, mm-hmm. even though it is darker. It's an amber color, but also very smooth. So
yeah,
this is
super smooth.
This goes down really, really easy. It is, we're calling this Emily's Dad London Pride. Okay, the next one we will try is his version of Belgian Abbey. And, you know, I like to look up some information about the beer before we actually give it a try. And I got to tell you, Emily, this description is perfect. It's like, well, what does this beer taste like? This beer tastes how it would feel if some monks threw a party. Okay? So that's how we're going to approach this. Also, wow, actually, this is true to being a Belgian ale. It is nice and dark.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it a taste and see how it is. There's definitely a cherry flavor to this. That's what I'm getting. And again, it is a very smooth drink. So if you're hanging out with the monks at a party, this only comes in at 5.8%, which is good. But I do really like kind of like that cherry chocolatey taste that is coming through this. As your first time sip, Emily, what do you think?
Well, I'm definitely not, like, the beer connoisseur, but I love, like, you're right, like you said, it's just so smooth. And I appreciate a very smooth beer. Like, that is something I will drink IPAs, I will drink stouts, I will drink porters. But I just, as long as they're smooth, I just love that smooth, velvety taste going down. And that just really makes it a beer for me. Like, I will drink anything if it's smooth, really.
And this Belgian Abbey, this cloned version of Belgian Abbey, is really, really good. Very nice, very smooth. This is something, really nice mouthfeel to it as well. So kudos to Emily's dad and his homebrewing hobby that I will help him with just when he's finished with it. So these are wonderful. Thank you so much for allowing me to give a taste of your father's beer. And we look forward to trying some more.
I will make sure you guys stay stocked.
If you'd like to listen to more episodes about local beer that we have, it's at our website, wlvr.org/flightclub.